to another episode of the Effective Statistician. Today, this is a little bit of a short episode because this is the Christmas episode. I hope you had a really, really great time over the last days, had a lot of fun with your family, with your friends, with your loved ones, and can enjoy a little bit of a break from all the different work. And if you're not celebrating Christmas, well, I hope you at least had a great weekend and you're looking forward to start again into next year. So today I want to talk about next year. What has happened a little bit this year and what can you expect from the Effective Statistician next year? This year was my first full year of working only on the Effective Statistician. And this comes with a little bit of a caveat because I have also been a lot of consulting work for companies. And this is going to end at this year end. So I will have much more time to work on additional products, extending the existing products, and providing even more free content and services to you. So let's first talk about all the new stuff that will be coming or the things that will keep on coming. So of course, the Effective Statistician will continue to produce podcast episodes every Monday night or Tuesday morning or wherever you are in the world. That it depends a little bit. You will get a podcast episode every week around set time. And yes, in the last weeks, that was a little bit of a bumpy start, but we'll get better next year again. And you can expect more consistency there. So these will be kind of the long episodes where I have interviews. I dive really deep into topics. Surely we will have again more episodes with Benjamin and myself as you learned maybe from the last episode or one of the last episodes with Benjamin said he has moved into his new house and now has also a little bit more free time to do again these episodes. These episodes will continue and we will also continue to do more short episodes on the Friday. And like this year, these will be probably more kind of 10 to 20 minute episodes. Just me talking about all kind of different things that I'm seeing and that will help you become more effective as a statistician. A couple of other things I'm planning. So the first is we will have more webinars next year. And the first will be webinars that I will create, and these will usually be Wednesday European afternoon, so the Earth morning, and they will cover various topics, and these will mostly come from myself or potentially also Gary and myself or other kind of topics around that space. Then we will have a new format. And that will be, well, my working title is basically a statistics talk show. The idea is to bring together 3 to 4 statisticians, each time different statisticians, but potentially like in the usual talk shows, we will have some common suspects that join the different talk shows again and again and talk about statistical topics. So these can be all kind of different things from what's currently going on in different areas, perspectives on new guidelines, all kind of these different things that are really relevant to all of us, or at least a big fraction of us, and that will help us become more effective. These talk shows will be live webinars that will happen regularly on the Monday afternoon in Europe, so again, early morning in the US or morning in the US, depending on where you are in the US. And that will then these webinars will also publish as podcast episodes, probably a couple of weeks later than on the Thursdays. So that will be another podcast episode. And let's see how regularly I get that. I have a pretty high frequency for these kind of talk shows in mind, but I'll first kind of test that and then speed it up as things get smoother and smoother. I'm also planning on doing webinars on Thursdays, and these webinars will be the last to be launched over the year, will be specifically about various statistical things, going more into the statistics methodology area. We'll probably talk about things, for example, like subgroup analysis, simulations, data visualizations, estimates, probably talk about real-world evidence, specific things about maybe dose finding, whatsoever. All these kind of more technical things we'll cover in the Thursday webinars. Okay, and the good news is all of that will be for free. Well, you need to register for them to get that. So it is, you know, free in exchange for your email address so that you can get all the updates. I haven't completely decided what I do exactly with the recordings, whether they will be also for free. I don't know yet, or that is something I need to have a little bit of a look into. But the direct live attendance of these things will surely be for free. Could come with some kind of sponsoring or advertisement. I don't know. Okay, so these are all the things in terms of all the free content that you will get in next year. And yes, that will not come, you know, always the first week of January. My plan is to build that up slowly over time. As I always recommend to people, you need to test things out, refine it, and then you can speed it up and increase the frequency as things go smoother and smoother and smoother. And if everything works out, I really want to have a pretty high frequency. Of course, there will be times where I will have less content, like when everybody is on a summer break or between around Christmas or around Easter, kind of these typical more kind of vacation periods. I definitely will have less of these kind of things. I'm also already planning on the next conference. So this year I did a conference and I was really amazed with over 800 registrations and over 400 people showing up. I couldn't kind of, because of the setup, I couldn't kind of see exactly how many people showed up. But at any given time point, it was at one point at least 400 people. And so that was a really, really great success. However, I also got some feedback about the format. And just from my personal experience, well, having a 5-hour conference without a break and one 20-minute presentation with 10-minute discussions after the others, that was a little bit kind of too exhausting, especially also for me. And so I will split the conference in shorter periods. In terms of the format, we'll still have these 20-minute presentations plus some Q&A thereafter. Because that was something that people really, really liked, so I will keep that. I will have a more broad topic again, like all kind of different areas, technical and non-technical topics, and a variety of different speakers. And I'm probably going to have it over 3 different days, with 3 hours of presentations plus some kind of break in the middle. So that is generally the plan. Let's see. I don't know exactly what I do around the conference, and I have some kind of target dates for me already in my calendar. But if you're subscribing to my email list, and if you're following me on LinkedIn, and not just following me on LinkedIn, but you also have clicked the bell on my icon on my profile, then you will definitely see these kind of different things. By the way, here's this bell icon that ensures that you actually see all my content and it's not filtered through the algorithm. Okay, so that is all the free content. In terms of paid stuff, this year was really a year of talking about leadership. I have never done so many leadership courses like this year. And not only in terms of the content that I used to always have, but also a lot of additional content. So especially there's a couple of additional modules that we are currently adding or that we have added in terms of the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. So there will be additional modules, for example, about strategy, about negotiation, about also some topics around that are more supervisory related, like setting goals, one-to-ones, providing feedback, these kind of different things. So there will be a lot more coming in terms of these kind of activities. Now, still the trend that a lot of companies purchase big slots in of, you know, 20, 40 and more slots in terms of leadership training from Gary and myself and other colleagues in my team. So if you are not in one of these companies that regularly, where you have regularly the opportunity to come to one of my leadership programs, then reach out to me and we can make a plan of how we can make that happen within your company. Because what I always hear from people is that it's really, really great to have something that is specifically targeted towards statisticians, data scientists, programmers. We are just a very, very kind of specific species. We have our specific problems, and just, you know, having these kind of generic leadership trainings, which very often is then about HR processes and all these kind of different things, is not really, really helpful. So, yeah, well, it is helpful, but it doesn't help for our day-to-day work. And also, it is very often mixed with people that have just very, very different strengths, let's say marketing, sales. You know, we are just usually much more introvert, detailed, structured, and in our leadership program, we especially take these kind of strengths, but also our limitations into account. Another thing that I will continue to do, and there is an increasing demand, data visualization trainings. And so that is something that I get asked to do for different companies at different locations. And so I will definitely do that again and again and again. And if you're interested in having such a data visualization training, an interactive training within your team, within your organization, just reach out to me and we can get something organized. I'll definitely expand on the already growing number of technical trainings that we have. So we have very, very successful trainings that are running throughout the year and where we have additional Q&As and things like that. I already agreed with Thomas said next year we will do another round of the interactive training around moving from SaaS to R. That has been really, really successful. A lot of very, very good positive. And so if you're experienced in SaaS and you want to embark on R, then I can highly recommend this training to you. Thomas is an outstanding trainer. We got so much good feedback, and if you purchase a course, you can directly dive into all the recordings that we already have. You can have a look into these, but you will also be able to attend the live sessions this year and in 2024. And unlike in 2023, the live sessions in 2024 will be in the European afternoon, so in the US morning. So this year we have been, for various reasons, we have selected slots that were in the European morning, so very, very early for the US. We'll definitely also do more Q&A for the different existing courses, like, for example, about S-demands, likely about study simulation, all these kind of different things. So watch out for additional content there as well. And I'm also, lastly, I will expand on a program that I haven't been talking so much up to recently. And that is my change agent program. Now, this is a very, very special program that is very close to my heart. And this program, I basically teach you everything that is happening behind the scenes with the effective statistician. So this program is designed for people who really want to drive change, either within a big organization, like, say, lead a big change effort, like, for example, driving forward the implementation of S-demands, or, say, want to make sure that, you know, R is successfully rolled out throughout their company, or they want to make sure that generally there's much more data literacy within the company, or any of these kind of different things. So that will be really, really helpful. Also, if you run a bigger organization, yeah, this training will be super helpful for you to drive changes within your organization and beyond. It is also super helpful for people that lead, for example, their own company, or that are currently mostly working as a freelancer, and their only product is basically that they exchange their time versus money. And if you want to get out of that and you want to create scalable products and have more freedom, both from a time and from a financial perspective, then this program is also for you. So this program consists of both online and in-person trainings. And if you're interested in that, just reach out to me and we can have a chat whether you're the right person for that, whether that's the right time for you, and whether you have enough time to actually do it and you really want to move forward with it. And as I just said, as part of this training, there are also in-person events. And now these in-person events are included for the people that are in this one-year change agent program, but I will also offer these events to others. So you can also say, I don't want to, you know, have the complete program, but I really want to get to this strategy workshop and create a really, really impactful strategy. Or, yeah, well, I'm pretty much good and all these other kind of other things, but driving change, that is really something that I would be really interested in and want to understand how that works. And come to my change agent workshop. Or if you're interested in producing content in a really scalable form like I do here, and you want to see how that exactly works behind the scene, then come to my content creation workshop. And so these things will happen next year. First, I will offer them in person, all actually in Germany, and potentially, depending on how the demand is, I will also offer them virtually, but that is yet to be decided. And so these are all the plans that I currently have in my head. I actually have some other things in my head that I want to do next year or later next year, but these are just ideas and too early to share. So that's it for this Christmas episode. I wish you a very, very nice time, as we say in Germany, between the years, between Christmas and New Year's Eve. And don't forget, doesn't matter so much what you eat between Christmas and New Year's Eve. It matters much more what you eat between New Year's Eve and Christmas. So enjoy your break and have a great start into 2024. Just be an effective statistician.